Hello, it's 51st Parallel. My name is Samuel. Today I'm sitting here in the studio with my good old friend Artem. To be honest, I can't wait to record a podcast with him. I strongly believe that any other words in this intro are unnecessary, so let me say this. We're starting! Okay, and I guess we can start now.
Finally.
Finally, yeah, okay. Okay, hello, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I got some sleep today.
That's very good, especially for students. By the way, what do you study?
I'm studying computer engineering.
Is it a W4N, right?
It is, uh-huh. W4.
It's W4. W4, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm probably mistaken.
I think that N stood for new faculty, but mm-hmm. It's not new anymore, so it's W4.
Can you tell us what you plan to do in the future since you are studying computer engineering?
Well... I don't know, I'm planning on getting a degree, first of all.
Good plan, okay.
That's like my first step in life, and what about the other steps? I'm not sure about them, really. Well, because they seem a bit far away, as for now, to me.
That's true.
Well, I could say some things, but they're not for certain. That is what I mean here. Yeah, what I mean here is that first of all, I got to get this degree. I got to study this computer engineering. I got to become computer engineer, probably.
Probably.
Yes, and then I'll see where the road leads me further.
No, not bad. Not bad. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean that you have to, you know, work in this field or something like that. It's no longer the beginning of the 20th century when people studied something and then they dedicated their whole lives to that thing. Now we can, I don't know, study something and then go into another field. And I'm really happy that we have this flexibility nowadays. Yeah. So aside from this thing, aside from our studies, what do you usually like to do in your, you know, when you have some free time? I mean, of course, we're students and we're not supposed to have that. Yeah. But let's say when you have some free time, what do you do and what is your, I don't know, favorite way of spending your leisure time?
My leisure time. Lately, I hadn't had free time for myself. But when I had time for myself, well, it was great. First of all, I love having time for myself, doing things that I like doing rather than just doing things that I have to do. Okay, but first of all, I think that I like my hobby. I like playing guitar. Yes,
okay.
Because when I have a free time or a free minute, I always play guitar. Lately, not so much, but in general, yes, it is my hobby. You wanted to ask?
Yeah, yeah, sure. If I'm not mistaken, you've been doing this for 2 years?
2 years already, and...
And let me ask you, what was your inspiration? Well, I believe I know the answer to that question, because...
What was my inspiration? I don't know, I've always wanted to try myself in that field. I come from a family which is not musical at all, but I've always had this thing for music, I suppose. I always wanted to try playing some instruments, and it happened 2 years ago, yes, as you mentioned, I believe. I started playing only 2 years ago. That happened because it was the first time when I've had my own money for myself, so I could plan my budget and so on. And I was looking at the numbers and I thought, oh yeah, I could afford a guitar. I could try playing it. So I bought myself the cheapest guitar possible and I loved it. I was playing like every day. Thankfully, it was COVID times. So there wasn't like... an urgent need to study anything because everything was online, so I was setting up my Teams accounts and stuff and play guitars. It was really great, and I've learned a lot in guitar playing and in music theory in general. But I can say, even for now, that I know enough of music theory to make quality, to make good sounds myself. Yes, I mean, I try, but I still got a lot of stuff to learn. So, yes, it's I still think that I'm in the beginning of this adventure.
Just when you come up with something like that in the future, just send it to me, okay? I want to check it out. Speaking of that thing, I would also like to mention that you, I mean, when was it? When did you go to France? Because it was recently. Yeah, yeah. Just want to mention another aspect that you brought a souvenir subject from there. Yeah, this LP record of Paul Simon's songs.
Indeed, it's a fact. I've been to France recently. Yeah. And the souvenir you're asking about, right?
So, yeah.
When I was to France, it was kind of one of my goals to buy something there so I could remember the time that I had there. So something to remember from there. And the thing that I wanted to buy was... yes, a CD or LP of my favorite songs, of my favorite musician. And I was glad to find it there. I mean, it's Paris. You could find anything there, probably. Is it let it be an album or a child? I don't know. You can buy anything there.
Never been to Paris. I cannot tell.
I can.
Okay, sure.
So there was that nice place of LP albums, of CD albums, of films, other recordings, anything could be found there. I mean, there was like Griffin's compilation there the first 4 seasons, which looked really nice, but it was, you know, it was kind of a box which I couldn't take it with myself because I needed space for that, which I had not. So I went to the store, really nice store. I had recommended. I do not recall the name of the store, but I recommend it.
Okay, sure.
Somewhere near the Notre Dame.
Yeah, just if you see a store with LP records, just go there. Artom recommends. Yeah, sure.
In Paris, yeah. I mean,
yeah. In Paris, yeah, sure.
Probably was the time. So, yes, I found that one CD. It is Bookends album of Simon and Garfunkel. And I consider this album as one of the finest pieces of music ever to be created. It's my opinion. I really do love this work. And to tell you something about Paul Simon, yes, you wanted to ask me about my main inspiration. I mean, I took the guitar because I wanted to play music like he does, like Johnny Cash does. I mean, like Johnny Cash did, and he's not around anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, and like all those great people whose music I adore. And when I was only starting playing guitar, I was trying to replicate, I was trying to play like Paul Simon does, like he did on his recordings, and it was really hard because he's one of the 100 best guitarists to ever be, I suppose, by the Rolling Stones. He's on 93rd position, 93rd position,
but still, I mean, 100,
but yeah. Still in 100, yes. And personally, I think that he should be high, but that's my opinion. It's biased, kind of.
I can definitely see that you're a fan of Paul Simon's art. And you also mentioned some other artists. That's probably another question I wanted to ask you, like, who are some other artists? And yeah, you said like Johnny Cash, and can you name some more?
Yes, of course, I can name some more, but...
I don't know, do you like David Bowie?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? He's a great man, he's a star man. Well, no, really, I think that he was a good man in the terms of being a good man, but when it comes to being a musician, I think that he was worried about his public appearance maybe a bit too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think of David Bowie, probably you imagine him as that one photo from his Aladdin album, or I don't know, was it Aladdin? Something like that, yes. Where he, you know, with thunder, I suppose.
It's hard for me to tell. I mean, I'm not his fan, so I cannot tell. I've just heard a couple of his songs. That's
a couple of his songs. Well, I mean, David Bowie, when he was a teenager, when he was younger, he wanted to be a musical director. I mean, mm-hmm. he wanted to do musicals and so on. And that's why throughout his career, yes, he was making up all those roles for himself. That's what I mean when I say that he was worried about his public appearance too much, because I think that a lot of his attention went to the role that he created for this particular album. For example, Ziggy Stardust, which is his probably most popular character he's ever created. And that's why his musical part wasn't so great. It is great, but it isn't so rich as, for example, in Paul Simon's songs. Well, that's what I meant. But I do like him, yes, of course. He's perhaps in my top 10.
No, not bad.
Let it be like that. Yeah, he's great. He was a great man, great musician, but yes, not the best out there.
Okay, how would you rate Bob Dylan then?
Bob Dylan. Oh, that's a controversial person out there. Yeah, Bob Dylan. What can I say about him? I like his works, yes. Lyrically, he's one of the greatest rock musicians ever to be, folk rock musicians ever to be, I suppose. But when it comes to his musical parts, it's kind of simple. It's even simpler than David Bowie's works. Yes. If I had a guitar with myself, I would play some of his songs, because you don't have to be a good musician to replicate his works, to perform his songs, because you got to learn 4 chords, 3 chords, not 2, okay, 3 chords, yes. 3 chords, a simple strumming pattern, and here you go with "Hey Mr. Tambourine," anything, you any song of his. Not, I mean, literally, I suppose that he never tried to make his instrumental part more complex, more interesting. And even in his latest album, which is great lyrically, of course, musically it is better than his earlier works, but still it's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. I mean, one simple riff on a guitar and just repeats, with a great lyrics, with awesome lyrics, with I don't know, lyrically he's one of the greatest. Mm-hmm. But in a musical way, in a melodical way, he's not, probably not so much, not that good. Yes.
Hmm.
He doesn't have that balance between a good musical piece and a good lyrical piece. He works on lyrical part far more. It's far better than the other parts, than the other aspects of the song in general. Yes. And I couldn't say that about Paul Simon, for example.
Yeah, I can. Well, I can tell you from your responses, definitely. What about, because I asked you about France and visiting France, but you also visited some more distant countries, let's say. You visited China. It was a little bit, I don't know, a little while ago, but still, you were there, and I don't know, do you want to share some of your thoughts about that trip?
Okay, is it okay if I take time to think before
answering? Yeah, sure.
So, the first thing that I'd like to mention here is probably the scale. Yes, I do not remember much about China because it really was a while ago already. But the scale, it's really impressive. I mean, you could tell that there is like a billion people living in China when you are in there, because everything is so big. I mean, I come from a small European country, and currently I live in somewhat small European country, but China, it really is something, I don't know, enormous. It's really big, that big, and the buildings there, I mean, 100 floors and higher, and people simply live in buildings like this. I mean, like that. So it's impressive. And also, you do not forget about good architecture there, because, for example, I don't really like most of the buildings that are built today in Europe, because they're too modernized. They look like boxes, something like that. So they do not have a soul in them. I don't know. So, but in China, when I was there, yes, it really felt like there is some cultural thing going on about this new buildings that they're building there.
Oh, so you're talking about even some new buildings, right? Because I was going to ask you about like whether you're talking about some, you know, old buildings, but you're apparently talking about even some new buildings.
I think that I'm talking about most of the buildings in China.
I see.
Well, because of course there are some pure districts, some pure parts of China, but I've never seen them where I was. Yes, it was a city of 6 million population, I suppose. It's bigger than any Polish city, for example, right? And architecture there was really amazing. It was impressive. I mean, lots of the buildings, they looked nice. In the center, not in the center, the office district, it looked really good. Some tourist district, tourist district, okay, it looked good. Where people lived, it looked great. I mean, I loved it. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. That's good. Have you visited any, some destinations for tourists, like, I don't know, the Great Chinese Wall or something else?
I've seen a Great Chinese Wall from a plane.
Okay.
Yes, there was a change in Beijing, I suppose. So when I was flying over the Beijing, I've seen this. Yeah, it looked impressive from the window. So long.
It's called the Great.
The Great. Yeah. You got to find. Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Some tourist destinations. Well, I've been to the zoo in that particular city that I've been to. Yes, there was a zoo, which was located on the mountain. Yes, and it was really nice just driving to that zoo, because you drive through all these beautiful buildings around. And I suppose there was a hotel on the road to the zoo, which looked like a castle, like a medieval castle, like a medieval European castle.
That's interesting.
Yes, and yeah, it looked good. I remember it well because I was impressed by seeing this scene. And the zoo overall, yes, it was large as everything in China, I suppose. Even in China, everything's large. I mean, even the Sprite bottles, for example. Could you say like brand names here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Like even the Sprite bottles, I believe they were 3 liters. I mean, bigger than the ones you could buy here in Poland. Yes. Yeah, so, and the zoo, it was, I mean, maybe it was a mountain size.
I see. So the part that was so impressive was its location, right?
Location, yes. It was really great location for a zoo. And maybe the thing that I remember the best about the zoo are the pandas.
Yeah, sure.
There were 2 pandas there, and they were scary. Really. When you see some artworks of pandas, they look kind of cute. I mean, not kind of, they look cute, but when you see a real sized panda, it's something different. I mean, yeah. It is a bear. It is, yes, it could be dangerous to you. And I don't know, that's the thing that I remember the best about that zoo, is how scary those bears, those pandas really are. That, yeah, they are bears, basically. They're not that cute as, I don't know, you might think they are. They're not.
Wow. Didn't know that. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But, yeah, interesting that you noticed this difference.
They're different in real life.
You also mentioned this castle, which looked kind of European. Mm-hmm. Did you know that China has this, I don't know, like tendency to copy some Europeans, some Europeans, I don't know, buildings, structures, and something like that? Because I've heard of this city, which is almost a like almost a copy of Paris.
Almost a copy of Paris. Well, I haven't heard of that, but I've heard that, yes, in fact, China builds new buildings in European styles quite often. But what I think of that situation is that Europeans should build a little bit more of European styled buildings. That's what I think of that.
You mean like Chinese styled buildings, right?
No, I mean that Europeans should build more European-style buildings lately than they do. Because, okay, it's good that China builds something European-style. So I have nothing against it. But I think that it's kind of funny that China does it better nowadays.
Ah, okay, I see your point. So basically you're saying that Europe builds less and, like, less and less of these historical...
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Nowadays Europe builds lots of modern style buildings, mm-hmm. which
are not different in, I mean, no, there is no difference between different countries, right? But you think that they should focus more on their European style?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I see, interesting. Probably another thing I would like to discuss with you, and it is connected again to you playing the guitar. It was this Guinness record, which took place here in Wrocław. So can we talk a little bit about this event?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was. Okay, probably we need to specify. So there is this one particular day, I believe it is the 1st of May or...
What? Somewhere in May.
Somewhere, okay. Anyway, somewhere in May when many people gather together here in this market square, and they play the guitar. They play this song by...
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey Joe.
Hey Joe, uh-huh. And they just want to gather as many people as they can, and all these people play simultaneously, and that's the record. So how many people were there in 2022, do you remember?
A bit less than 7,000.
Okay,
a bit less. And it was, yes, as I said earlier, it was a fun event. Mm-hmm. Lots of guitar players
And you
on
also
the same square,
and
yes.
You also participated in that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I've been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly. So there is also your contribution to that. Moreover, I also was there, of course. I wasn't playing, but still, yeah, that was good. And what do you think? Will they, you know, beat this record this year?
I don't know, because the last year, yes, we've set a new record, but it was beaten by a margin, like a small mm-hmm. margin, really, and. Maybe it was like statistically possible that we're going to beat this record, but I don't see any hard evidence that we are going to beat this this year. But I'm going to be there. You could meet me there if you want.
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, okay, that was this. Good analysis from Artem. Thank you. So, according to our sources, yeah. No, continue. Go on. I'm sorry.
I just want to say that
to interrupt you.
I it wasn't my intention to sound pessimistic about the subject. I've just been realistic.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's what I wanted to ask you. And thank you. Thank you for coming. And it was a good time talking to you. Thank you. And yeah, probably the last thing I can say is goodbye.
Goodbye.
This episode was recorded at Radio Luz, LUZ, on campus of Wrocław University of Science and Technology. Check out some more episodes on our YouTube channel as well as on various other platforms connected to Radio Luz. You can write to us at 51st.parallel.podcast@gmail.com, which is 51st.parallel.podcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time.